You think all stakeholders can be satisfied by a company just focusing on satisfying its consumers and its employees rather than maybe delving into ESG? It's kind of the anti-ESG you're launching, is it not?
Well, I find it difficult to be anti-ESG when I find it very difficult to even define what ESG means today. But here's actually what we do stand for, is a message to corporate America to focus on excellence over politics. If you're an oil company, be an excellent oil company. If you're a coal company, be an excellent coal company. And if you're a solar company, be an excellent solar company. But we're not going to tell, for example, oil companies not to be oil companies. And Joe, this relates to, I think, what I call a fiduciary issue with the top asset managers in the world. And what I think is happening today is a problem where the biggest asset managers on the planet, BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard, I think they're using their clients' capital to advocate for viewpoints in the boardrooms of corporate America that most of their own clients disagree with. That's a sort of fiduciary breach. And there is so much capital concentrated in the hands of just those three firms, $20 trillion, more than the GDP of the United States, that the real problem is when that much capital is concentrated in one set of hands or in a few hands that are advocating for one ideology, we lack the true diversity of thought that the American economy depends on and that our capital markets depend on. So that's what we're hoping to fix at Strive.